This health care bill that they're trying to get enough votes to pass in the Senate, Cassidy is one of the senators, Lindsey Graham the other, so the Graham-Cassidy bill. Jimmy Kimmel's son famously had a heart defect when he was born, and Jimmy went through a lot of trials and tribulations. Jimmy Kimmel from ABC.
It makes you wonder and worry if you don't have health care, if you're not, if you don't, what do you do? What if you do if your kid doesn't have health care and you've got that kind of thing going on? Jimmy Kimmel's very close to it, and he spoke up on it.
Yeah, so he spoke out about the Jimmy Kimmel rule that Mr. Cassidy, the senator, had said, well, sure, we're going to have a Jimmy Kimmel rule in the health care plan. They got to pick that up again, guys. Put him on hold, if you would. And so then Jimmy Kimmel essentially called out Senator Cassidy saying he lied to me. Then Cassidy fired back. Then Jimmy Kimmel fired back on his show.
I get it. I don't understand because I'm a talk show host, right? Well, and then help me out. Which part don't I understand? Is it the part where you cut $243 billion from federal health care assistance? Am I not understanding the part where states would be allowed to let insurance companies price you out of coverage for having pre-existing conditions? Maybe I don't understand the part of your bill in which federal funding disappears completely.
So you see, Jimmy Kimmel is firing back on the senator. So, of course, at Fox and Friends, now they got to defend the senator because he's a Republican senator, obviously. And
Jimmy doesn't know enough about health care. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
He's just a Hollywood elitist.
Well, he's out there and he's making some good money, but, you know, he's a guy that's close to the situation.
So now Jimmy Kimmel finds out that Fox and Friends fired on them.
I also got some words that were not so nice, particularly from our friends at Fox and Friends.
Sunday's politically charged Emmys may have been the lowest rated in history, but that's not stopping Hollywood elites like comedian Jimmy Kimmel for pushing their politics on the rest of the country. Watch.
Thanks, Brian. That was Brian Kilmeade. And the reason I found this comment to be particularly annoying is because this is a guy, Brian Kilmeade, who whenever I see him, kisses my ass like a little boy meeting Batman.
That's a great line.
And we want to talk to Adam Carolla, who's a longtime friend of Kimmel. They work together a lot of different areas, and he's going to be at the Park West Saturday, and we thank him for joining us. But one more, just so that when Adam joins us in about 2 seconds, he's heard everything.
He follows me on Twitter. He asked me to write a blurb for his book, which I did. He calls my agent looking for projects. He's dying to be a member of the Hollywood elite. The only reason he's not a member of the Hollywood elite is because nobody will hire him to be one. And, you know, the reason I'm talking about this is because my son had an open heart surgery and has to have two more. And because of that, I learned that there are kids with no insurance in the same situation. I don't get anything out of this, Brian, you phony little creep. Oh, I'll pound you when I see you. That is my blow.
That was wild.
So Adam Carolla, he's no stranger to political correctness. He fights it all the time. He's a guy who speaks his mind on his podcasts, in his live shows, his new book, Not Taco Bell Material. Adam, thanks for joining us. We much appreciate it, sir. So it's kind of dangerous in this day and age of Twitter and Instagram, and when you pick a fight with a talking head on a cable news network or a late night comedian, you know it's going to go viral almost immediately, and you got to play it for what it's worth, I suppose.
It is weird that, you know, we used to have barroom fights, and then we'd have duels out in fields, and now we just argue from 3,000 miles away digitally. The new, like, it's going to be crazy. I could see 1,000 years from now, head of Jimmy Kimmel, the head of Bill O'Brien, and you know all the other Bill O'Reilly and all the other folks just having an animatronic head, like arguing back and forth in 1,000 years from now. It's a new world order we're living in.
Who wins in that cage match?
I know Jimmy very, very well, and I learned a long time ago not to argue with him. I told him many years ago I had a new invention that would revolutionize the yogurt world, which is instead of putting fruit at the bottom, we put fruit in the middle of the yogurt. And he told me for 40 minutes why that would never work. So, and he doesn't even know anything about yogurt. So I realized he's a world champion arguer. I would never go against Jimmy. Now,
is it true that when you guys met, you were a boxing instructor and he wanted to take some lessons?
Half true. Okay. I was a boxing instructor. He was on a morning, he was doing the sports on a local FM morning show, and they were having a boxing match, like a morning zoo type stunt. They weren't, it wasn't a morning zoo type show, but it was a morning zoo type stunt. And Jimmy, who's the sports guy, was going to fight Michael, the maintenance man, who was the maintenance man, and they needed trainers and equipment and venues, and I was working as a trainer, and I wanted to just see the inside of the studio. I didn't even know Jimmy or the other guy. So I volunteered to train one of them. I got Jimmy, and we became best friends.
And then the man show followed that and all the other things. Adam Carolla's here. He's performing Saturday night at the Park West. Tickets available at parkwestofchicago.com. And not Taco Bell material. His best stories and anecdotes, never-before-heard tales, that is also available. You know, you're a guy who's going to get the call eventually, just like Conan, just like other comedians, just like, of course, Jimmy Kimmel, to do late-night television on some network or cable news network or what have you. Is that still worth doing, or is it better just to control your own world?
I think about it from time to time. I've had my opportunities in the past. Some I've taken, some I've screwed up. It's a lot of work. It's a ton of work. I worked on Jimmy's show for over a year, and I like to just sort of be the captain of my own podcast ship, which I am right now. I've been working for myself essentially for coming on 10 years now, and it's just an easier life for me. You really have to be cut out to do late night. And I kind of describe it like this. When you do a once a week show, like Jimmy and I used to do the man show once a week, it's sort of like packing for vacation. You have to get your stuff together and you have to leave the house, but you have plenty of notice. When you do a daily or nightly show, it's like you're packing and leaving the house, but it's because you're seeing a fire crest the ridge, and it's a full panic. You got to grab everything and get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Either way, you're packing up your stuff and leaving the house, but one, you're in full panic mode, and the other, you just want to meet the Uber so you can get to the airport.
Adam, we'll leave it there for this morning. I look forward to seeing you Saturday night at the Park West, and I'm going to take a look at the book. I raised Reddit, not Taco Bell material. I got to get it and read it for myself.
Yeah,
thanks.
They told him he wasn't Taco Bell material. Now he's selling Mangria over at Benny's Beverage Depot. Good stuff.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care,
thanks
pal.
For jumping on. We appreciate that. That's Adam Carolla, kind of commenting beginning on Jimmy Kimmel and this stuff. But
you know, really, John, how many radio stations that we work at, we're still working on radio. These guys took it to TV. You know, 2 million downloads of a podcast per week, and here we sit.
I'm angling for the senior golf tour myself.
Good luck on that.
I still have a chance.